I love this statement, big crops, not enough demand. And that might just be a good summary to what we're seeing in this marketplace for today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mark Gold joins us today. He's a part of the division of StoneX with Top Third. And we look at the fact that these crops keep getting bigger. You and I were just talking before we went on the air. The weather has been ideal, but there's just not a lot of demand out there.
Well, you know, we're seeing good domestic demand for corn and even export demand. But when you're looking at a crop, it could push 15.5 to 17 billion bushels out here. You've got to think that the carryouts are going bigger. And, you know, what are we going to do with all this corn at harvest? Where are we going to put it all? So, as you mentioned, you know, we've had warm temperatures, some very timely rains. Yesterday and today, we're pushing 105 to 110 degree heat indexes, and overnight temperatures have been incredibly warm, which brings into the question of pollination. We know that we've seen, you know, some issues here and there, but it's not enough to offset what's happening in most places. You've got Iowa, 85 or 86% good to excellent on their crop. You know, it's going to take an awful lot of pollination issues to offset that. So we've got big crops. Demand is an issue, certainly in the soybeans. You know, again, how big are these yields going to be? In the corn, I don't think, you know, is it going to be 181 and 185, somewhere in that range? Nobody really knows out here. But we do know that the weather's been pretty good, and the funds just keep pounding it.
So looking at the fact that we did see some export numbers come out this morning, and then shortly thereafter a correction came from the USDA, switching it from China over to South Korea. It's still nice to see a little bit of nibbles going on there, even though a lot of focus is now starting to head south.
Well, we had that sale, as you mentioned, 135 to South Korea, and we've seen a little bit of demand here at these lower prices. The unknown sale, most likely China, 84 old, 200 new. But, you know, it's not enough. You know, we need to be selling millions of metric tons. And in the bean market, you know, China has all but disappeared. Up till last Monday, the Chinese had bought about 3 million metric tons of Brazilian beans over the last 10 days. So, you know, we've got to open up this window. And, you know, there's been talk about Secretary Treasury Vincent over in, I think it was Switzerland or someplace, talking to the Chinese about a trade deal. Nothing appeared to come out of that meeting at all. And it doesn't look like the president will get too involved until he meets face-to-face with President Xi maybe sometime in October. Unfortunately, that kind of misses our export time frame for soybeans out here. So when you're looking at a huge crop and China basically out of the market, we need to see a lot of other countries like Mexico, Colombia, and other places really step up and buy these grains. But it would be helpful, you know, if we had some announcement from the president. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about the export market, but I would love to see something positive on the domestic side, you know, something with biofuels, something with ethanol. It would really give these markets a spurt out here. We need something, and, you know, hopefully we'll see something in the next couple of weeks from the president. But other than that, the pros are certainly looking to sell rallies until this weather changes substantially. All of a sudden, are we going to see a hot, dry August and hurt bean yields? It's still possible out here. But the first 2 weeks of August look fairly benign. And if we get through that, then it's pretty much game over in terms of supply. And then we've got to worry about the demand side.
You know, Mark, as we look at the livestock cattle market yesterday, making some new contract highs once again, backed off a little bit for today. But I was reading that some of this might be pressure of two big reports coming out tomorrow and still no cash.
Well, you know, we had a couple of trades online yesterday in Texas, up a dollar to 231. Out in the country, it looked like they had a couple of trades at 230, but very small. Show lists are small. Packers can't find the cattle. They've got to bid up in order to fulfill their contracts with the unions. So, you know, they're trying to buy whatever they can out here. The offsetting of this a little bit is the box beef market. We've gone from 297 and change down to 269 today. That's a pretty good drop, indicating that maybe the American housewife is finally backing off of these high beef prices out here. But, you know, Secretary of Ag Rollins was to open up the border again with Mexico, I think we would see a steep drop in these cattle prices. But we haven't seen anything yet. She opened the border, closed the border. Love to see it get reopened out here. But in the meantime, we just don't have the numbers. So how high can this cash market go? I don't know. We generally make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. That's tomorrow. We have the cattle on feed. We have the cold storage numbers tomorrow. Cattle on feed, they're looking for 99.1 on feed, 98 placed, and market bidding's at 96.2. Maybe it's just a touch bearish out here, but we'll see what they come up with tomorrow. But, you know, the numbers just aren't out there, and we've seen these, you know, historically higher prices, so we backed off here the last day.
And I'm sure the inventory report as well coming out, since we didn't have a July report of last year, having to compare it to 2 years ago is going to make it kind of interesting as well.
Well, you've got to think it's incredibly low. And, you know, the numbers are just down so much out here. And, you know, where are we going to get the beef? It looks like a lot of people are holding back cattle and getting them fatter. So weights should go up. Eventually that'll come into the market. But for the time being, nobody's too anxious to sell cattle out here. I think it's a mistake. When you've got historic lifetime, all-time highs out here, you've got to think about marketing. And I'm not saying go sell cattle per se, but if you want to sell cattle, go ahead. If you think there's a lot more on the upside out here, buy a call option. The other thing you can do is buy a put or look at some LRP out here. But you've got to do something to protect these historic prices. You can't let them evaporate on you. And as we've seen in the cattle market, as long as I've been around, which is 50 plus years, something always seems to happen in the cattle. So, you know, forewarned is forearmed. And, you know, you've got to do some kind of marketing up here.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Mark. Mark Gold joining us today. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is the Thursday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.